Good evening. Hey, to our listening audience around the globe, it's time for Monday Night Madness with yours truly, WB, and the Professor Pop Culture. Tonight is a night of, oh, wow, this is pre-Valentine's. So this is so apropos. Luther Vandross right here on The Buzz. Hey, Professor.
Hello, 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 world, hello.
Hey, tonight, it's a special night. And this is part three of a three-part series.
That's right.
Enlighten the audience, please.
Yes, this winter is the 39th anniversary of Luther's Busybody Tour. Historic tour in R&B history. Had three great artists on the bill. The Deal, followed by DeBarge, which was an incredible show last week.
Last week, loved it.
Yes, and of course the headliner himself, Mr. Luther Vandross. And I believe this is going to be either just as good or better because I have been preparing for this show for about the past maybe week and a half, and I have something to drop. Tonight. I have a lot of things to talk about, but there's something I'm going to bring something up that I think people are cautious, to bring up or, walk on eggshells, to bring up, but it's necessary. So that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, kick back, grab a glass and enjoy. We're going to kick this thing off. Funky music.
Yes, funky music. This goes back to that eponymous 1976 album of his group entitled Luther.
Yep. Uh-huh. Let's do it. From the album Love Luther.
Just give it to me.
Luther Vandross on Monday Night Mass. You know, since Valentine's Day is tomorrow, let me be the first to wish you, ladies and gentlemen, a happy, happy, very happy Valentine's Day tomorrow. Hope it's full of love and joy for you. And you guys keep it locked right here on Studio W The Buzz. You know, guys, you can reach us practically anywhere. Apple, Android, Apple CarPlay, Google Play, the app, StudioWBuzz.com, available on Alexa. And if you want to download the app, just go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W, okay? And Android, go to your Play Store and download Studio W. Hey, Professor.
Yes.
One of my favorite all-time meal artists, Mr. Luther Vandross. Now, I see Change and Luther on this particular
song.
Okay. You want to break it down?
Sure. Let's do it. Now, that first cut that you played.
Funky music.
Yes, funky music. I want to tell all the fans out there something. Luther's first album was not Never Too Much. It was simply entitled Luther. He put together a group. It was sort of a concept group that he kind of came up with in 1976 of New York session musicians under his name, and that is on the Cotillion label. And if you can find that album today, it would be a pretty penny. Mm. A pretty penny. This is something that a lot of people found hard to believe. Now, Luther's very big break occurred in the early 1970s, 73, 74, when he got a job working with none other than David Bowie. Okay? And he arranged this whiz kid. Never arranged a song before, but got the job by Bowie to arrange the vocal harmonies for Young Americans. Mm. That hit. Okay. So he did that. There was a friendship between Bowie and Luther, and Bowie insisted that he opened for him on his tour. Now he goes out there and he's doing this R&B music for these white rock and roll fans, and a lot of them are strung out just as much as Bowie was at that time. That was not a good time for Bowie. Bowie, that was when he was emaciated and almost looked like a zombie, okay? Just for context. And he would go out there and they would throw stuff at him and they would boo him. One night that he opened for him, he stopped, went backstage and told him, I can't do this. They're throwing stuff at me. And he said, never mind what they're doing. You are great. You are wonderful. You go out there and you learn from them what you need to do. I know that sounds odd because this is the truth about performance. I know it's unbelievable, but this is the truth. If you are a performer, the audience doesn't need you. Now think about it. They really don't, because if they don't like what's going on, what can they do? They can turn around and walk out. Mm-hmm. Okay? You need them more than they need you. You have to find out and work stylistically within you what you can do to keep them there. Okay? All right? And he learned that from him, and they wrote songs together and everything. So this is the point I'm trying to make. He goes out on his own. This is what's so difficult for people to understand, because they think about the CBS 80s, the big era, 80s and 90s. For a long time, it was difficult for Luther to get a record deal. It's hard to believe. Yes, it was hard for him. And it makes sense if you look pre Never Too Much, there's odds and ends from him that are here and there. And he wrote jingles and he taught people singing, top artists singing, and he done backing vocals for so many other artists. What do you mean it was difficult for him to get a record deal? Because people are just thinking about singing. Luther Ronzoni Vandross was not just a singer. He was a songwriter, composer, and he was a producer, and he was an industry businessman. Okay? Luther could not get a record deal because he had a stipulation for every label that he talked to. He had to have 100% creative control.
Ah.
And that could not happen until 1981 when, I want to say, was it CBS? We'll look it up. I don't know I can't remember everything. But that label gave him, I guess the industry thought it was time to give him 100% creative control.
Hey, the glow of love. Be right back here.
Change! And Change was a European outfit.
Oh. Now that I didn't know.
Yeah.
The glow of love.
Just apropos for Valentine's, people.
Absolutely.
Treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living, and we're giving what we know we're dreaming of. We are one, having fun, walking in the glow of love. Smiling faces, going places, it's so wonderful. It's so clear, by a fountain, climbing mountains as we hold each other near. Sipping wine, we try to find that special magic from above as we share our fair talking in the glow. In the glow. like summer, spring, winter, and fall. All the people meeting, people laughing, dancing till the dawn. And we'll always be like this, flowing in the glow of love. Yeah, 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 yeah. In the glow of love. Ooh. Gotta let you know you move me, yeah. You really, really do, yeah. I gotta let you know you move me, yeah.
There is no better way to be.
Honey, I love you.
I'm yours forever and a day.
We are love.
Time will always be our friend. Reaching far to find a star, our destiny is heaven sent. Making known this loving tone, we'll never part the two of us. We will always reminisce, kissing in the glow. When you treasure all that's new and true and gay, easy living when we're given what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love.
swimming. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come and go, my girl. A thousand kisses from you is never enough. I just don't wanna stop, oh my love. A million days in your arms is never enough. I just don't wanna stop.
Too much, never too much, never too much, never too much.
Just to get me started, I called you up, but you weren't there, and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up, and to my surprise, there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you, 'cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble, and I'm so glad that I am winning.
From the album with the same name, and Never Too Much, the incomparable Mr. Luther Vandross right here on The Buzz. Now, was that on another album as well?
Never Too Much?
Yeah, this is, I took this from the Never Too Much album.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. So tonight, special night, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Beverly Haynes, how you doing up there in Southern California? Oh, Kim Rogers, she's always there. Is that Pauline? Pauline, Southern California as well. 7-Up is there. Hey, you guys, let us know. Be glad to acknowledge you. Tonight is part 3 of a trilogy, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the Luther Vandross what? Tour?
Busybody Tour, 39th anniversary.
Busybody Tour.
Yeah.
Hey, what was that tour all about? Where, when you said Busybody Tour, did they go all over the country?
It went all over the country, and it was in promotion of Luther's Busybody album.
Okay.
That album that was released in 1983. That was the one that had Superstar, Until You Come Back to Me. And I believe, I hope we have that on the list. I believe we do.
Superstar, we sure do. I'm looking at it right now.
Great.
Now, a lot of people don't realize that Luther was a backup singer for various artists.
Yes. Absolutely. So, so many people that, he worked for. As I said, he worked for David Bowie. He also worked for Roberta Flack, Chaka Khan, Ben E. King even. Okay. Now, you want to hear about the early years of people struggling? Get a load of this. 72, 73, Luther sang backup. These three artists were on the cusp of getting their big break. They were just at that place. Luther would sing backup for Bette Midler and on piano, keyboards, Barry Manilow.
I had no idea.
Now guess where they would perform. Are you sure you want to know?
Yeah. Absolutely, we want to know.
Okay, because this is part of this is part of what tonight is about. As I said, I have some things to talk about tonight, and I'm going to talk about them because in researching this, I realized with this man, we can't hide it anymore. The three of them would perform. I'll just put it to you like this, William. In New York bathhouses.
Okay. Okay. I'm shocked. Really. Barry Manilow.
Bette Midler.
Bette Midler. Luther Vandross.
Yeah, you know, but that's other artists, Diana Ross, Carly Simon, Streisand, Cat Stevens. Can you imagine that he sang backup for Cat Stevens? Yeah. Ringo. He sang backup for Ringo.
Ringo Starr?
Ringo, yes. Yes, Ringo. Sister Sledge and Donna Summer. Oh my gosh. Get a load of this. This is really funky. Mandrell.
That is.
Yes, yes. And this is no surprise. This makes perfect sense. Chic. Of course he would.
That makes sense. Yeah. Now, Mandrill, did he sing backup on his song entitled Mandrill?
No, just the band. I don't know if he did that particular song, but he did work, but he was employed by them, yes.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
Monday Night Madness, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is fun already. This is fun. We got 2 hours to go. Nothing but Luther. Hey, if you got a comment, text me.
Love it.
909-910-0265. 909-910-0265. And also, hey, call up a friend. You have time, okay? And tell them, and check what device they have. If they have Apple, tell them to download simply from the Apple App Store, studio.w, Android, Studio W. If they have Alexa, even better. They can tell Alexa to play Studio W, available on the website studiowbuzz.com, also available on Apple CarPlay and Google Play.
Come on, get in on this party.
Let's do this. This is one of my favorites right here. This one.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, don't you know that?
Got your love. I got your love. You need to look no further.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? After my love, you'll never need another.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I don't make no promises I can't keep. And I promised myself that I'd love you forever. How many times must I say that for you to understand? Don't you know that I love you so? Baby, don't you know? Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Oh, without a doubt,
you are
my sweetest inspiration.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I'm always down for anything that you say.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I love you so, yeah. Really love you, don't you know, yeah.
Don't you know that?
Oh, don't you know that? I really, really do, yeah. I'm really so in love with you, yeah.
Don't you know that?
Oh, ooh, yeah. I used to doubt every girl that I'd meet. I thought that nobody could knock me off my feet. But you are the one who made my heart bell ring. And that's why I'm sure that this is going, yeah. Don't you know that I love?
Don't you know who?
Oh,
On the radio, Yeah.
Since I Lost My Baby. Hey, welcome back. This is Monday Night Madness. And we're featuring none other than the incomparable Luther Vandross tonight. Professor, what a night. That song, I took that from The Best of Luther. And before that, it was Bad Boy Having a Party. That's my signature song.
Yeah, yeah I like yeah, that. That's you.
Yep, that's me. Okay. And don't you know that one of my favorites from all of his collections, that's one of my, I would put that in the top one or two, maybe three. If not number one, don't you know that? That's from the Never Too Much album. Now, Mr. Vandross, his career, and obviously gone too soon. Hey, speaking of which, I was telling my buddy Mike Ward, that is my co-host on Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Mm-hmm. You did join us one Thursday. You graced us with your presence. It was so much fun, my friend.
It was. It was. I liked that night. That was a really, really good night. Yes. Yeah, hope you guys were listening.
Mm-hmm. We have one coming up that the Mad Mike insists that unless you come on, we're not doing it. Mike.
That is very kind of him to think of me.
No, he was serious. He said, if the professor can't come on, until the professor comes on, you know, we're not doing it.
Aww.
I said, okay. I had the nerve to ask me if I mind. I said, well, you're the co-host, right? Okay. I got something for you, buddy. But anyway, there's so much fun.
In the future, my friend. Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. We're going to do that, Mike. But coming, that's a fun broadcast. And that is, my West Coast connection. And we just have fun. We play several different genres of music. Some nights we might even play some classical and some gospel
some
blues.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Jazz.
Uh-huh.
We do that.
Yeah.
We mix it up. Country.
Yes, for sure.
We appreciate all genres of music and we appreciate you guys listening. Please continue.
And I have to say, I'm glad you said that, because later this year, we are going to have a British 60s rock night.
No.
That's just later. So just heads up.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Hey, folks, and by the way, we are celebrating our fourth year anniversary right here on. Can you believe that?
No, it's hard to believe it's been that long. So that means that when we started, there was a freshman in high school. Now that same person is a senior. just and can drive. Just so unbelievable how fast time.
Oh my God!
Time passes.
Okay, and now let's see. When you're in the 10th grade, you how old are you?
15, 16.
Okay. So you were in the 9th grade when we started, and now you are a senior or have graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Love it. As a matter of fact, our audience spans from our demographics, 18 to 65 plus.
Really? Oh, that's good. That's good.
The largest segment is, I believe, is from 24 to 38, mm-hmm. and then 65 and older.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow. That's very, very good to know. And I hope that, you know, the younger group who are listening, that you are enjoying this. You know, one thing about this man, it's interesting that this is somebody who did not really enjoy the icon status of, say, Whitney or Aretha.
Mm.
You know, but, he was getting there. He was about to, you know, get there.
How old was he, at what age when he passed?
Oh, goodness. How old was he? 54. Good God.
amazing.
No, it's like, I'm not far young. From that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Too young, for sure. But I tell you, where he was going, like, Dance with My Father and everything, he was on his way.
Of course.
Of getting to that, that place. But you know, he had a lot of, he had a lot of situations. He was even the victim of record company politics, believe
I believe that. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I believe that. You know, and the thing about, oh, I've got a text from Mike. Let's see what he says. And my good friend, Deborah Howard. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, look at this.
What was it?
Mike sent me that.
Okay, now, Mike, why'd you send that? Okay, for those of you listening, it is a GIF, a GIF, a Bugs Bunny. You know, the Bugs Bunny cartoon, somebody was about to, kill him, and then he played his doe eye, puppy sad eyes look, looking at the person who was about to kill him.
Dropping tears
as a tactic to defend himself. Then he had, did I hurt your feeling?
Yep. That's my buddy Mike.
Okay. That's you too. I'm Bennett. I ain't that.
I'll get you, Mike. Your buddy, you're going to pay for that. Oh, absolutely. He knows it too. That's why he stars. He's sort of antagonistic like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to go along with that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And my great friend Deborah Howard, she said that's her favorite artist. I knew that Deborah. Out of Southern California.
And, you know, I have to say this. It was Deborah's favorite artist and everything, and I dig that. I respect that, Deborah. He had a school, a huge school of female fans. And if you remember, you know, for the past 3 weeks, WB, I announced him. I introduced him on over the air. I labeled him the Maestro of Love.
Oh yeah,
Dr. Love and all that. Well, I found out in the preparation of this show. I told you I've been working on this for a little over a week. He did not want that. He did. If you wanted to insult him, in fact, if you wanted to make him mad, you do not call him that. He did not want to be called Dr. Love. He did not like anyone saying to him, oh, you make that baby making music. And oh my God, he would, what did they say? He said, what did they say? He would read you. Mm. He did not like that at all. And so when he was asked why, because we're thinking civilians, I call us civilians who are outside the industry. We're thinking that's the greatest compliment. He said, no, it takes away from my artistry.
Mm.
I am about the heart and the romance of love. Do not associate me with the bedroom. But here's the conundrum. He is.
Uh-huh.
He is.
Hey. That's, yeah, okay. It's a good thing I didn't meet him in person.
Okay.
No, well, I wish I had. However, but you know the thing about it, like you say, he is though.
He is.
Yeah, and that's why we have to put in a disclaimer, folks, tonight. We're not responsible for any new additions to your family. We're not responsible
tough.
For that. Broken furniture.
Tough.
Slip disc.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, broken hips. None of that, okay?
Pop joints.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Speaking of which...
Oh
yeah. She Loves Me Back. From an album Forever for Always. Woo! Love.
That was the one for so many.
Yeah.